Welcome back, everybody, to the Mighty 690 KGGF here in downtown Coffeyville. And we now have in studio, as promised, we have Candy Westbrook in studio. How are you doing today, Candy?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It is hump day, and we're glad to have you in today.
Yes.
And, well, and I heard today that you guys are... did you have your first virtual CNN this morning, or
yeah,
you're working on it
well,
now?
We call it virtual. It's basically we're doing everything online. So everybody's sending us their information, and then we're going to shout it out to the rooftops on all our different platforms
all
and
right,
get the word out. So that's how we're doing it for now. So yeah, just business as usual. No, it's not. I'd like to say that, but it's not.
You would like to say that.
I know. I'd love to say that. But we are learning how to do business a little different, and it's good. Okay, couple announcements. So for one, Ken Maxson from The Yoke. So they're starting to open up for lunch now. Obviously, this is curbside pickup carryout orders. So they do have a limited menu available, but they're going to start doing this for lunch. Check their Facebook page for their lunch menu. And they now have barbecue on the menu, too.
Mm.
Everything from pulled pork to brisket. You got sausage, ribs, you know, all the good, yummy fixins. And I have had this question about restaurants. Right now, the health departments are saying that, you know, food is not one of the areas where you can spread. Obviously, we're taking precautions on some different things, some extra sanitation procedures, but right now that is okay. So, Nichols Hitching Post, John Nichols. So, obviously, they are staying open to help us with our grocery needs Monday through Saturday. And then they're also on Sunday just for from noon to 6. They also are doing a senior shopping, which is from a 9 to 10 on Monday through Saturday. So they're working on home delivery.
Oh, very cool.
So that'll be the next thing. They're working on trying to get that going. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully they can deliver some of your stuff right to your door. They keep getting shipments every week, and they're really doing their best to keep this all the shelf stock, as all of our stores are doing right now. That's the thing I want to make sure everybody knows is be kind to those workers. It is not their fault that supplies are out. It's Billy Bob down the street who's taking everything. So don't blame
the grocery stores. 17 packages of toilet paper.
They're doing their best to keep everything stocked. They continue to get new shipments in every day. So, also, they are having the Southeast Kansas Produce Auction this Friday, which is April 3rd at 1 p.m. It's just north of Dennis, out by Galesburg, but they were allowed to go ahead and do that since this is an outdoor event and everybody, they've got certain protocols in place to make sure everybody's not by each other. So shout out from Flory, from K&S Oil. She gave a shout out to Cindy Price because Cindy has made over 50 masks for CRMC. So we just wanted to say way to go, Cindy. Shout out for that. Jeannie Hitt from Coffeyville Feed and Farm. So they are going to curbside only and doing, they also have a lot of groceries that you don't think about. They do meat, they have cows, and so they have stuff there or anything that you need for supplies because they're a farm store. So you still need to take care of all your animals. Still got to take care of all that. So all you have to do is give them a call. You can email them. They'll process everything by credit card on the phone. And everything they do is farm raised fresh. So shout out to everything that they're doing. And they were really sweet. They gave a shout out to the chamber for helping keep our businesses going strong. Now, this one's kind of sad. Coffeyville Community College had to not postpone, but cancel the endowed scholarship auction. They do that every year. It's a big event. I love, love, love going to it. And they raise several thousand dollars at that event. So that speaks volumes that they didn't even reschedule it. They're just going to, you know, close it for this year and bring it back next year bigger and better than ever. So some other announcements going on. There's a project going on to adult. It's called Adopt a Healthcare Hero. And it's a group of Mary Kay ladies here in town that are doing it. Keisha, that used to work in our office, is kind of heading it up. And what they're doing is trying to make sure that they get all the healthcare workers some cream for their foot and their hands. First of all, they're working 12-hour shifts, so their feet are killing them. Second of all, try washing your hands 20 million times a day. Your hands start getting dry and cracked, and it's horrible, and we feel bad for them. So they're doing a fundraiser. You can either donate $25 and they will take care of all the hand creams and the foot creams. Or they're also having donations. You can send in lotions, hand sanitizer, notes just to say, hey, we're thinking of you, and snacks, whatever. But anything that you want to donate, you can contact Keisha at 620-446-4344. We're also going to have, she's got a way where you can just pay straight to, I want to say it's Facebook or I don't know, it's straight online. You can pay directly. I'll have that, her email, all the information and our notes to go out to the community later today. So USD 445, in light of the school building closure, they are looking to secure internet access for some of the kiddos. So they're wanting to compile a list of different Wi-Fi access points all throughout our community. They're going to make the list public on the district website, but there's a link on their website and on Facebook where you can register your Wi-Fi access point. So it's basically just kind of saying, if you've got a router that you can let a couple more people get on as a guest, they're needing that right now. They're just needing everybody to kind of help out a little bit with their Wi-Fi to make sure that every kid in our district has access. So, Miss Kate, so... let's see, today is Wednesday, right? Okay, today is Chicken and Noodles Day. So if you want some yummy chicken and noodles, they're still doing that curbside. They're taking orders. And then they're also taking orders for Easter chocolate-covered strawberries. So it's 20 dozen, and they come packaged with that little cute chocolate bunny. So that's at Miss Kate's. And then at Bandits and Bling, she's got a couple things going on. They're doing an Egg My Yard. So basically you pay, and... again, it's all secure. You pay by phone, whatever. You don't have to even see anybody. They come during Easter, blanket your yard with eggs, and then your child wakes up the next morning going, oh, the bunny came. So it's kind of a fun thing. But Bandits and Bling is doing that via Square. And then she's also doing something called Bandit Bags. So maybe you're wanting to give a gift to a friend, or maybe you just want to give a gift to yourself just to feel good right now in this crazy time. You tell her if you want $10, $20, or $30, and then she gives a list of things that you can pick from beauty products, clothing, antiques, household items, whatever, and then she'll ship it right to your house or drop it off. So, again, all these businesses are being creative on, hey, we want our doors to stay open, but we're just going to come up with a creative way to get the word out to you and get your products. So, good news from the city. The Coffeyville Municipal Light and Power has received national recognition for their achieving exceptional electric reliability back in 2019. So that comes out from the American Public Power Association. And I want to say they've received that several years. They do a really amazing job. I think people sometimes forget that we own our own utility here, and it's great, and it's affordable, and very reliable. They've never had an outage that stays out. You know, it's quick. I mean, they're on it. So, shout out to our city. Very good for them.
Yeah, congratulations to them. That's awesome. I haven't lost power once since I moved here. So
yeah.
They do great.
It's amazing. They work really hard. They're a good group. The Coffeyville Area Community Foundation has activated a Coffeyville COVID-19 Relief Fund. It's going to be a resource for our local nonprofit organizations and residents as they are needing special help. So basically, most of it's being funneled through the nonprofits, who will then share it with residents who are out of work, needing some extra groceries, needing some funds for utilities, whatever. But they're donating a lot of it, but they're needing the community to also help support. They're trying to get some matching funds on that. So you can check out their website page or Facebook page to make a donation or to get some more information on that. And then just a few quick things from the Coffeyville Chamber. So a couple things. Number one is, if you need something to do while you're stuck at home, we've got a Guess Where game going on right now. It's on the Visit Coffeyville Facebook page, and then we're sharing it on our page as well. But each day we share a little picture, and it's really up close, and so it's kind of fuzzy, and you're like, well, what is this? I don't know what, you know. And then later in the day or the next morning, it pulls out, and you have to, oh, wait, I might guess now. And if you still can't guess it, then I think they do a third picture. I'm not sure. It's either at least 2 to 3 pictures.
The plan is to have someone know it by the second picture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Usually by the second picture. Some people are guessing it by the first picture. but I don't know. The second one has been pretty challenging. So anyway, go out to visit Coffeeville Facebook page and see if you can guess where all these things are. They're all Coffeeville things. So right here in Coffeeville. If you aren't signed up for our newsletter, then you can call us, email us, send a Facebook message, whatever. We have started doing a bi-weekly newsletter for the community. Every day I do an email to our businesses. They're probably tired of hearing from me, but it's just one of those things where right now during this time, we want to make sure they have all the information they need to keep staying strong in this time. So every day I've been sending out an email to the businesses with loan information, creative ideas, resources, and just checking in. I decided I want to start doing that for the community as well. Not quite every day, but we're doing at least twice a week. Like, for example, this time we had information about CRMC's visitation hours. Of course, the Community Foundation fundraiser. We had a little thing in there about sanity tips for working from home. So how to be more effective and keep your sanity while you're working at home with the children. And just a whole bunch of just little articles like that. So if you want to be on that newsletter, just to kind of hear the latest updates from the community and some other thing, then like I said, give me a call or email, Facebook, and we can get you subscribed to that. Okay, last couple things. Kind of my public service announcements, I guess, so to speak. Stay at home is very confusing for some people, I think. Like, what does that mean? What does stay at home mean? You've seen a lot of great, there's been a lot of things out there on social media about what stay at home means. In a nutshell, if I was going to simplify it for somebody that was like, I'm still confused, it means you don't leave your house ever, unless it's like out in the yard or, you know, walking around. But you don't leave to go anywhere unless you absolutely need something, not want. Need something. So if you need to go to the grocery store to get groceries, to go to the doctor, to pick up a prescription, things like that, that is what it's for. It is not for you, you know, to, oh, I'm going to stay home some days, but some days I'm going to go out and do this and that. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard for the kids. It's really hard for the kids. I have kids at home right now. More, they are going stir crazy and they want out. And those teenagers, they think, oh, just it's only three or four of us friends hanging out. I'm like, no. No friends hanging out. It's really hard. But if we want to keep this flattened as much as possible so we can get back to our normal lives, we all need to do our part just to really stay at home as much as possible. Avoid contact with other people. And if you have to, you just use precautions, much more precautions than you normally would. So I did have a sibling over, a family member over the other day, and we sat out back and big patio. They were clear on that side. I was clear on this side.
Directing traffic.
Yes, exactly. And it was even my sibling, but I'm like, okay, we're gonna be good. We're all gonna be careful. So there's ways to be creative about it. I also encourage you to be creative when it comes to getting your goods and supporting our local businesses, because that's a hard balance, right? We're telling everybody, don't do anything. Don't leave your house, but don't stop supporting local. You know, it's like, how do you do both? Well, everybody's being creative by doing things online. A lot of our local businesses now sell their products online, or you can call them, they'll order it, they'll take your credit card, they'll bring it to your house, drop it off, or ship it. So I can't say everyone, but I would say of my chamber members, 75% of them have come up with a creative way to do that. So, you know, if you do want something at home and you're bored, I mean, maybe you need to get some makeup. You know, there's somebody that can deliver it to you. And that way you don't have to get out, but you're still supporting our local businesses. So we want to still do that. We want to be creative. We want to buy goods local, but just continue to do our stay at home. So, and then the last thing, I mentioned it last week, but I'll mention it again. If there is a business out there that's not a chamber member, but does have questions about what it means to be essential or how to be creative by keeping your doors open, what resources are out there, how do I get access to the grants and the loans, whatever it is, call me. I'm happy to help out. I mean, normally this is something that we try to focus just on our chamber members because they pay my bills. But right now we all have to come together and really help and support each other. So I want to be there for all of our businesses and the community as much as I can right now. So don't hesitate to call me. We're in the office part-time. If we're not there, we are checking our voicemail every day. Or my email, it's C Westbrook, at coffeeville.com or Facebook, email. I mean, all those. Just anything. Any way you want to get a hold of us, get a hold of us. And we want to be here for the community. It's a crazy time. There's lots of questions and lots of viewpoints out there, too. And so that would be my last thing to end on is just be kind, everybody, right now. Be kind to the chamber and the city and to the health departments and the hospitals and the grocery workers and all those people that are trying their best to work for our community. And we just have to, you know, it's easy to want to attack and blame and criticize, but we can all just be kind and be a little patient right now. It'll go a long way to helping us get through the next few weeks. So
absolutely. Also don't forget those fast food workers, man. They're working hard too out there to make sure they can get us our food. So
yeah, all the businesses that are open.
Absolutely.
Still, I mean, I feel bad for a lot of them because every day you guys right now, I mean, you're risking exposure all the time, even though we limit it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's being, I've got my gloves with me today.
You do.
I do. Yeah. I brought them with me. Everywhere I go, I use, like, I go get gas. Here's a good tip, you know. You take a napkin or a glove or whatever and use that to pump the gas or clean it before you do it. All the buttons on the keypads, if you got to go shopping, you know, those were all the germs right there on the buttons. Yep. So,
and we were talking yesterday because apparently there's still people trying to have yard sales like during this time.
And we
had a nice discussion yesterday about just why. Yeah. Why is that even an option for anyone right now? Currency is about as bad as it gets when you're talking about germs.
Right, right.
And then, you know, even if I were any somewhat interested in your yard sale right now, even if someone was, are you sterilizing every single item that you have? Probably not.
Because the items you were getting rid of, so you probably, yeah. They were
don't
even,
yeah.
Dodge.
So, again, that's another thing we were preaching yesterday, because apparently there are still some out there that are trying to have yard sales, I guess, during this time, or a rummage sale, and it's just, that's not essential right now.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not essential.
Well, like you were saying about currency, we had somebody call yesterday that used to be a banker. Used to work at a bank, and she said she, you know, she handled money all day, and then when she got home, she'd be watching like black off of her hands.
Oh.
And it just shows you how nasty currency really is.
Oh,
truly
yes.
Is.
Well, and here's what I've been telling. I had a discussion with a friend one day because, you know, this virus, you've got people on both spectrums. You know, oh, it's crazy, or oh, it's serious, or whatever. I don't care what spectrum you're on when it comes to the virus. Here's the point. Do you want this to drag out forever?
No.
I mean, whether you think it's a hoax or not a hoax, or it's not that serious or it is serious, I don't care. But we all want to be back to normal.
Exactly.
And I'm like, if we all just bunker down and do our part, then we can get back to normal, because that's my goal.
And we get back to sports. I mean, yes. Come on. We want some sports here.
Everything. Our entertainment has just declined dramatically.
It has.
Although, you know, we're being creative with the kids and so, yeah, it's a challenging time. And that's why I say, you know, just be kind and be patient, because for one, like I said, you got the people at home that the kids that really don't understand it. I mean, it's hard for them. You have parents at home who some of them are still working full time and have to do homeschooling now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm learning a whole new system of how do I do this with my child while I'm still trying to work. And it's a challenge. And then you have the extroverts who, that's where they get their energy. Now
yeah,
they're not around
about,
people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard. It's a challenge for everybody. But here's the thing is, if we don't do our part, then that challenge is going to drag out mm-hmm. for 2 months. And we don't want that. We want to be back to normal.
Well, that's the thing. And the importance of following these orders now, because I think right now for the state, it's April 19th. As far as the state mm-hmm. stay-at-home order is right now set through April 19th.
Correct.
For the state.
Yeah, yes.
I just saw the other day that Virginia extended theirs to mid-June.
Mm.
Imagine.
I thought it was the end of June.
It might be the end of June, but sometime mid-late June.
Wow.
So you're talking April, May, and almost near. So
the
almost
summer,
3 months.
Summer, the whole summer.
Yeah.
And if we don't follow these rules, we could be looking at something like that too.
Right.
We're trying to get this done sooner than later, but there's still very few out there that don't necessarily understand it. Do we want to be in a situation like Virginia where we have to do this three more months?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
So that's why we can't stress this enough. to everyone out there in the community.
Stay home unless you have to get the essentials.
Especially now, because we do have confirmed cases here in the county.
Yes.
You know, we were waiting on that for a while. We knew it was inevitable. We knew it was coming. It's come, and we've had multiple confirmed cases now. And the odds of it going down sooner than later is very slim.
No. Across the nation, we haven't even got to the peak.
Right. That's so, what they're saying. I mean, it still could be 2-3 weeks before we
hit the peak. Yeah.
Before
right.
we could even potentially see this going down.
Yeah.
And that would be around, let's see, today is the first. That would be around, you know, the 15th to the 22nd. So, I mean, I almost can see the, I know the 19th is like the kill date here. I can almost see that getting extended past that.
I wonder. I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see what the governor's office says, but there's a good chance it could be extended. If it's not extended, it'll be on a very restrictive. I mean, it may not be that, hey, you're forced to stay at home, but everything's going to be very limited on only one customer in at a time, and everything needs to be online, or, you know, no, there's definitely will not be any gatherings for a long time.
Yeah.
So if you're planning an event that's supposed to happen in May, don't plan it. Just trust me. It's not going to happen there. Even if we go back to business as usual, the large gatherings will not be allowed for quite some time. So it's that's the struggle. The struggle is real, but we all need to do our part and be kind to each other and be patient and stay at home. But, you know, I also, as a chamber, have to help our local businesses. So I feel bad for them because they're getting impacted the most on this. But there's creative ways. There's ways that we can still support them and get stuff shipped to our house and still, you know, be engaged and spending money and supporting each other. So,
and that's what I do. I mean, after work, I grab some food on the way home. So there we go. Support business any way you can. So, I mean, I'm staying in the car, getting my food and going home, and I'm still giving money to the community.
Food is
so.
The favorite pastime right now. I'm telling you what.
Food and movies.
That's
probably the most popular thing going on right now. So, all right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have more open line. We'll start taking your calls. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.